What's up, After Buzzers? Welcome back to another episode of The After Show for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We are going to the Globe to see Erica Jane. We're so excited to talk about tonight's episode. Tune in right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, fun. We get
this song,
song
reminds me of the song on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, like the transition song.
Yeah, I like it.
You think so?
It's transitioning, like someone in a dress will come out.
Exactly. No dress here, but I'm back. I'm Thomas Rulina, and we're so glad that you guys are here on our Tuesday night. I'm joined here with Jennifer Leone, entertainment reporter, Amanda Terry, celebrity makeup and hairstylist, and humanitarian Cynthia Nicole. Ladies, we are here. We are back. Another great episode. We are deep into this season. How does everybody feel about tonight's episode?
I'm glad we saw Erica and we saw her perform.
Yeah.
Yes, so I was happy.
It was time.
A little boring. I have to be honest.
Tell us why.
Why boring? I was literally falling asleep. It was boring.
Really?
You're falling asleep?
Yeah.
Okay. What's something that could have been better about tonight's episode for you?
I think the whole thing, a little bit of drama.
Yeah, everything.
It was just bleh. There was no drama. There's just like nothing.
Yeah. Well, Erica being back is great. We haven't seen her perform since I think 2016, which is a few seasons back. She's in her element. We'll get into that later on. The episode starts with Camille. I think this is a good introduction for her getting ready for her Hawaiian wedding. Are you guys excited to see this? Kyle is her bridesmaid. Hello.
I so especially am. Well, and we know LVP isn't there.
Yes. Oh, yeah. She can't attend.
Unfortunately.
Really surprise, surprise. She can't attend.
Let's see.
Are you guys excited for the wedding?
I think I'm excited. I'm excited for the dress and for like the floral and all the celebration and stuff and the drama, hopefully, that will happen.
Do you think there will be drama on this wedding?
Receptions at weddings, people drink. Trust me, I was at one 2 weekends ago, and it was hilarious to see the girl in front of me.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, weddings LVP won't be there.
So I know. I need to see my LVP. Sorry.
She's like, bring my LVP back.
I want to see what she was wearing, what dog she was going to bring.
All you're going to see is her kitchen. That's all you're going to see.
Well, which that's all beautiful. We saw tonight, which was her kitchen. We see Lisa at the top and the bottom of tonight's episode. I know a lot of fans out there are wishing for more LVP, but we got that tonight. We saw the before and after pictures of the kitchen. She spent over $300,000. Yep, $300,000 on this kitchen. Do we think it was worth it?
Looked better before.
You think so?
It was so cute before. It was like white and like chic and so pretty, and now it's just like all gray. It's too much of one color, I think.
What are your thoughts?
I like
about
it because of the pink pot.
I like the pop. The pop of pink was.
Yes. She had the pop of pink with the white.
I like the white and the pink.
Maybe I
like
was seeing the before. I don't know. I was confused because I was like, "Is this
$300,000?" Like
in general,
I would hope that kitchen would like do its own dishes or something.
You know what? I think it was like she added a lot of crystals, and it was probably stuff like that, like granite.
Yeah, like there was in a plate. It was like.
Yeah, it was like an agate.
Yeah, so I mean, like, it was cool. Cool,
sure,
touches.
But it's money.
So, it had better vibes. What do you think, Thomas?
Yeah, right.
I mean, for $300,000, there's something else I would have done to the kitchen. I think, you know, whatever she wants to do with her money, go for it. But I think obviously some fans too wish that.
Like the food should appear in the fridge by itself. The dishes should clean itself.
Unlimited something.
Well, yeah, it wasn't even house. There's no iPads anywhere. Did that movie come out at Disney like in 1999 and we can't get an upgraded kitchen for $300,000?
Oh my gosh, wow.
You know what I mean? And then on top of it, like, you're not even adding the value to your house because you're not building anywhere. You're just, I mean, adding stuff inside. It's not gonna add anything.
No, so, I feel you.
I don't know.
Well, we're getting ready for Erica's performance, which was in the middle of the episode. She's getting interviewed by E! She's getting really back into the zone of performing. Yeah. This is something that Erica's been wanting to do since she was a little kid. What did we think about the performance? Let's just go right into it, because I know that was the center of this episode.
I think she did great. I think it would be so much fun to be sitting up there and, like, watching my friend, like, perform. That'd be so much fun.
Like, living out their dream.
I think it's so cute.
Thomas.
Right? How do you feel about the performance, Thomas?
I thought the performance was great. I know we'll get into our tweets. A lot of people have a lot of things to say, but that's online. But I thought she did great. I think the performance was pretty good. Her costumes are always the best.
Yeah, let's hear it, Cynthia. Costumes? Clothes?
I love the costumes, but I have to say the support from her husband, seeing that, I really like their relationship, their marriage. I think him being there was just so beautiful.
Well, he pays for everything.
Yeah, I want to see. Did you really spend that money on that outfit?
He's like counting with all the lawsuits now. He's like, how much?
Oh, dang.
It's true.
Is there anything you want to share with us here?
Yes. I didn't say anything real, like, you know, not true.
Moving on.
Well,
seriously, on that note.
Yeah, I mean, it was great. We'll get more deep into what happened at the performance. Denise Richards, she had her own storyline tonight, which I think Bravo is really trying to hound in on the housewife part. Being a housewife on the show, you know, requires you to be a mom and to go through all these steps. Mm-hmm. We see that her daughter is getting ready for a dance and things that she's missing. Are we missing anything from Denise? I mean, I know a lot of people like her as a person, but as a housewife, do we feel like we're getting enough from her as someone to hold a diamond?
I honestly, I'll be honest. I think that was my favorite part of the episode tonight.
Just seeing her in her mom role.
Yeah, it was real. You know what I mean? It's like the real housewife. Like that, like, yeah. It was like a real housewife moment. Yeah, I love Denise. I think she's just such like a sweet, from everything that I've seen of her, like she's just such a sweet person. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really endearing about her daughter. You know what I mean? She was missing like a huge, like monumental moment of like the first date with her daughter or whatever. So she felt bad. She wasn't going to like see her off.
But I think like a lot of moms go through that, you know, mm-hmm. if they're mm-hmm. trying to do that whole working and balancing their children, their husband, and you know, I don't know, ladies, how you feel, like, you know, leaving your kids. I mean, that's like heartbreaking. But she's a workaholic, I would imagine, and you know, an important day for her daughter. I mean, like, what do you choose, work, or do you choose to be with your daughter? I mean, what would do?
I think she was there for some of it. She just didn't get to like see her off. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think that her daughter understands. I think I'd be in the same position as Denise. Like, I would have to work, but I would try to be there as much as possible.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to see Denise in her element, mm-hmm. Kind of balancing motherhood. And I do think that it brings a relatable side to the show. A lot of people find her interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just seeing a lot more of her being in control of who she is. She's one of the new housewives that I feel like is really in control of her, mm-hmm. who she's presenting, her right. image, her brand, what she's doing. She's not really altering herself like we've seen some of the other women. It's like,
that's good point.
I feel like for her, like for this season, like if she's not asked to come back or if she doesn't want to come back, it's like, it's not going to affect her
life.
She'd be
fine. I agree.
Yeah. She has all this other stuff going on. She's a well-established actress. I just wanted to know from your standpoints, if you wanted to see her play more of the housewife, the Bravo Real Housewife role, more
like cattiness, wear the dress, more be a Camille.
Yeah.
No, I like seeing her. I really like seeing the working like, mom, you're fine actress, with how she is. Like the reality housewife. Like I like seeing her like that, and
it brings, you know, more diversity.
Like we
to
were
the
talking
show.
To yeah. shout out to Dean. He was actually telling us that he loves Denise Richards, and you yes. know, and that. I think she just has this like vulnerable side that you can relate to her, yeah. whether you're a housewife or you're not. And the working mom, the working yes. person trying to, you know, hustle. And I think she's really relatable.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I think that we see so much of the same thing too. Like all these ladies. Well, yeah, and also just being manipulative, and there's just a lot of stuff. Like, if it's not one season, one person, then the next season, don't worry about it because they got you with their right. manipulative. Yeah. I don't see that happening with Denise, and I think that we're just going to get so much fun things, no matter if it's coming out of her mouth or she's just having fun. I think that she doesn't need that cattiness, and it's good to see a different dynamic of someone who's totally different, not like everyone else. And she's yeah. totally Beverly Hills, though, and she's right. super, totally. She's... You she's know, got money. She's
I like that we're seeing person. Like realness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's called the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but there's a lot of fakeness, but it's really nice to see the realness.
So it's genuine.
It's the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
If you compare Teddy versus Denise, you can see Denise is her own person.
Right.
Yeah.
So
are you saying that about this season or for Teddy's first season?
I'm saying in general.
Yeah. You don't think Teddy's yeah. her like stands on
no,
her own?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I think first season she did it. Now maybe possibly, but I think she's allowing other people to run her. But I think Denise is her own person.
I agree. Like everybody's kind of been like wishy-washy with how they feel, but Denise has always been consistent.
Yeah, she has.
It's nice to see, like, consistency.
Well, it's also going to be nice to see her pair with Brandy, because Brandy...
Ooh, I can't wait!
It's going to be so good.
Yes. I cannot wait.
One thing about Brandy and having her is it's basically, like, a yin and yang type of personality. So the fact that they are close and that they do have a friendship adds a layer to Denise that I think we'll see later on.
Yeah, I think Brandy's going to bring, like, the I don't know what to say. Like,
the fellow scorpion. Shout out.
She's going to be like, what her Denise and her tequila
like
need.
The angel and the devil, like, yes. Brandy's gonna be the devil on Denise's shoulder,
and she's wearing red in her confessional. We saw that on Instagram today.
Little breaking
news.
Also, I just wanted to, I'm on the live chat, you guys, so if you guys want to chat
everyone
with us,
hit up Jen.
So Felicia says rumor has it PK is trying to get, or not PK, she said he, so I just filled in PK, but this is Erica's husband, Tom. So rumor has it that Tom is trying to get a $30 million loan to pay off a $15 million loan. Maybe the other $15 million is to continue to finance Erica's glam squad, clothes, and tours. So that's what Felicia says. And a lot of people, like Sarah, is saying, take the real out of RHOBH, and you got a bunch of generic fake housewives. So, yeah. I don't know. People are saying Denise really needs to step it up.
Was there a rumor going on around Tom? Or?
Oh, no, it's facts.
Oh, it's
like,
facts.
You can look that up.
Oh, about, like, the lawsuit and all that?
Oh, yeah.
Mumbo jumbo?
Oh, yeah, for
sure. I've noticed, too, this season is there's all this lawsuit
talk.
There's
a lot of stuff.
But I don't know if it's because the women have requested that they not bring it up on the show, but there's all this stuff going on behind the scenes, and I read on Twitter, people are like, what about that lawsuit? What about that woman that was chasing Dorit on their, you know, vacation?
Oh, yeah.
There's all this stuff that's not being played on the show, but in past seasons, we've seen all this lawsuit talk, so maybe that they're just trying to dim it down.
Maybe because there's just too many.
Or maybe that there is.
You know what
sure.
I mean? But all this talk, no matter if it's good press or bad press, I mean, it's keeping all of this very relevant.
Like, yeah, let us know in the chat, and also what you guys think about all of the lawsuits not being shown on The Real Housewives. In past seasons, we've seen them. Switching gears, Kyle, we get to see her house, which we haven't seen it in that
her
light.
Her backyard is to die for.
That backyard, the drone footage of just seeing how big it is. Because sometimes we
see acres.
Yeah, we it's see beautiful. Moments of it. But 2 acres, you run around that thing nine times, she says
it's
a mile, which is wild.
It looks like a park.
Yeah.
I thought they were at Lisa Vanderpump's.
I thought they were at a park.
Like,
I literally thought they were at a park, and then she's like, oh, my backyard. I'm like, beautiful. That is so pretty. Like,
so what do you guys think about the house?
Well, no wonder she didn't move.
I would never want to leave my house.
I never saw that backyard.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
I've seen it multiple times because she always has parties. She always has parties at her
house. You never see it, like, even the aerial view. You never really fully saw it. Like, a backyard's a backyard.
You always see the part, like, with the swing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
and all that. But
this
you never
was, like,
see,
a
like,
full
the
aerial
view.
Yeah,
yeah.
You got to really see it. I like that.
Well, I think we all agree we like it.
It's like a park.
Yeah. She has her own gym and everything.
Why would That's you even so need nice. To leave your house?
I know.
Ooh,
does she have a movie theater in there?
I think
she does.
Oh.
Awesome. So Serena Castillo in the chat says they didn't want to talk about the lawsuits. That's why they dragged on Puppygate. The real lawyers of how the housewife show.
Oh,
that
gosh.
Would be funny.
That could be a spinoff, actually.
Oh, it really could.
Yeah.
Someone's asking.
The real lawyers of Housewife Beverly Hills.
I mean, any lawyers in Beverly Hills, I feel like. Are,
yeah, seriously.
Sarah in the chat, I don't think that Kyle rents that house. I think Mauricio makes enough money to pay for that house.
And he's in real estate.
Oh, dang! We got a... Kyle dancing up on Mauricio, and they were like,
that tongue
blown, making out. I was like, get
again,
it, girl.
Tequila.
No, but I really hope like that's me and my husband, like,
it
at
should be.
That
yeah.
age. You
it
know
totally
what I mean? Like,
be.
That's amazing.
That is couple goals.
Yes.
Before we go any further, we have an announcement here at AfterBuzz TV, as we do every week, and we are ready for it right now.
So, guys, thank you so much for being with us and supporting us. We would love if you guys could subscribe to our YouTube channel, give us a thumbs up, support, and please, too, we're on so many different outlets. We're on SoundCloud, Spotify, what are we? Like, iTunes, all of Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, it's different. So go to all those and follow us, and please give us a 5-star rating, thumbs up when you can, and we'd really, really appreciate it because we love working here and we love being a part of your nights, especially after we have so much to talk about, and we love the show too. So please support us.
Yes, thank you guys for your support.
Thank you.
Yes.
Combined, I think we have like 50,000 this season already.
So thank you guys.
It's really great to hear from everybody. I love your comments. You guys are very supportive of everything that we're doing here. So thank you guys so much. Make sure to also follow us on our Instagram at AfterBuzzTV.
Yes.
And also all of our social media at AfterBuzz. So definitely follow us there.
Absolutely.
So the middle of the episode, which was probably the most dramatic, was the mic cutting out. As you know, in show business, the show must go on, which is tonight's episode. How do we think she handled this altercation with the mics and everything?
She handled it like a pro.
Yeah.
You think
she
so?
Kept going. She
yeah,
kept
for
going.
Sure. She was dancing. She
I give her props.
There. She wasn't
mad
screaming.
Mad props, Erica.
She wasn't screaming. She wasn't. Yeah.
I mean, it showed like she was like kind of saying something in the background, but again, that's.
Well, I don't think the crowd saw
right,
that.
Right, no. Yeah, the crowd can't hear or like see that, yeah.
She's probably just checking, like, hey, who's sleeping?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, somebody lost their jaw.
Yeah, maybe. It happens with audio. So
it does. Technology, just that's what happens.
Yes, and I have to shout out Mikey with this outfit that Erica was wearing, the Moschino look. We saw a great new look tonight.
Yes.
That looked amazing. Amazing. Did you guys
her
like
hair.
It?
Yeah, my favorite.
The hat.
The glove.
Yeah, she looks sick.
On her Instagram, there is a picture of her in that, like, in that outfit, and everyone's just, like, blowing up about it. I think that's one of her
most hair was insane,
popular.
Too.
Yes.
Yeah, she looked really great tonight.
She always looks good.
Tom was in the audience, which was nice. We haven't really seen Tom too much. I think in past seasons, we got to see him a lot. You know, he used to have a lot of one-offs with Erica on the show. It was nice to see him out, you know? He's had some health issues, I think, in the past. Yeah. And to see him out supporting his girl, that was really
that's
nice.
So it was
nice.
So cute.
Yeah.
I love their relationship.
Yeah. And it was nice to see all the women there supporting, except for Lisa wasn't there and Denise wasn't there.
Oh, yeah.
But it was nice to see them have a good time.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. They
had a really good time. Do you peeps feel like...
Yes.
What?
Like, why isn't Lisa supporting the people that haven't done anything to her? She just completely has cut off everyone.
She's afraid.
I think she just doesn't want to be... she doesn't want to be around everyone. Other people can manipulate other people, so you never know. Maybe she just doesn't want to be, like, in a group of people where she feels alone.
She could be in VIP section with Ken and her other girlfriends supporting
that's
Erica.
So
just
that would start
no,
so much.
Erica has always supported all of the ladies, plus Lisa. You know?
Like, I 100% agree with you. She could have been there.
I agree, but knowing what Lisa Vanderpump does, it's just like she doesn't even want to be around it because she knows she's in the wrong. Like, she's in the wrong in all this.
But
like,
she has so much money, she doesn't necessarily have to sit. She could just go in and support her and then leave, you know, in a secret exit.
I think it's like an all or nothing. Like,
I think so too.
Not involved, not doing anything at all. Like, just, like, stubborn, how a lot of stubborn people are.
Because I feel like Erica, at least, has been the one who has really been there for her. And, like, even Camille. I mean, I understand, but...
No, she should have... she should have been there to support. I don't like that she's not here. Lisa.
Yes, please.
Lisa, you need to be on the show.
Do you know how much dramatic... Like, how much more drama there would be...
If she was there.
I know.
Each night would be so different. I think it's been lighter since she's not in.
It definitely
has
been.
True.
It's so much light. Like, the energy is different. Everyone's dynamic is different. Everyone's getting along differently, and their conversations are different. So, to me, I'm enjoying it because it's different. But at the same time, if LVP was there, it would be... so good.
I'm just getting annoyed because it's like she's on the show, but she's not showing up to the shows. I'm annoyed. Like, then just get off the show.
Well,
I think that's how I feel.
I think she's going to get her own show, and we're going to have
to
do an
after
show.
Well, that's fine, but she's still part of this show. Like,
yeah. Well, my theory with her missing all of this is I think she's so established in her fame with Bravo and her establishment with the network that it's like she doesn't have to show up. If she doesn't want to, she's fine. She has, you know.
That's not cool.
Vanderpump Rules is here for a very long time, and I think think it's not cool, but I feel like she sees it as she can get a pass this
season. She has the upper hand.
Yeah.
I mean,
which isn't fair to the viewers.
No, it's not fair. It's like she's...
We miss you, Lisa.
Yeah. Did you guys see what Lisa Rinna said, though? I believe it was Lisa Rinna, and she said that you have to show up to the reunion no matter what, or you do get fired.
She better.
So it's like,
what? Lord have mercy, there's going to be a lot.
She doesn't show up. Yeah, and she got fired.
She did get fired.
Who?
Allegedly.
I have a bet. I don't think she's gonna show.
Really?
Who wants to bet?
No, I think she's gonna
be there. She'll be there.
I don't think she is.
I think she'll be there, but maybe like not the last day if she doesn't show up. Then
what do you guys think?
I know. Let us know in the chat what you think. Do you think Lisa's gonna come or is she not gonna come?
Well, so Adrian Maloof got kicked off, and that was what, season three?
Yeah, I forgot.
And she's got a lot of money. So I mean it doesn't matter. But the thing is I think that if she got kicked off, then she's like, okay, I don't really care. But there's probably a lot of contracts involved.
Yeah, wouldn't there be some beef between Bravo and her?
That's what I'm saying.
That makes no sense.
She's gonna go.
She kind of, yeah. I think
there's
she's gonna go.
There's contractual agreement.
Like that you have to.
Oh, you'll get, yeah, that'll be a whole nother lawsuit.
Yeah, and I think also, too, it's gonna come back in her favor. I mean, trust me, these women don't stay down forever, especially people with this much power. They're gonna uplift her. She's gonna come back. Yeah. I don't think this is the end of Lisa Vanderpump. Let's get into your tweets now because we have some good ones tonight. Oh man, the Twitter sphere is going wild.
The Twitter sphere.
I will start it off. This is Brandon Fluellen, BM Fluellen 1. I swear this chick has been performing the same three songs since she's been on this show.
Oh,
girl,
Lord.
Get some new material. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh my gosh, that's
Nene
so
on the
shady.
Phone in a gift.
That is something Nene would say. She'd be like, girl!
Someone in the live chat said Lisa and Nene pulled the same shit. So I don't know what that means because I don't watch Nene.
Yes.
But
Nene, yes. They have similar traits in the way that they did their season. The season, yeah.
Mm.
Nene and Lisa.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Present. Okay, yeah.
Rude.
Next little tweet by Raquel Vivian says, Kyle straddling Mauricio in front of everyone is very cringeworthy. Even more because PK does not move. Which I noticed. I'm like, PK looks like he likes it.
Maybe you did like, say
I
that.
I was like, PK's been a little...
She did say that.
If you go back, it's really
he's
interesting
like
watching.
It?
Yeah, he was totally into it. I'm like, yeah. Okay, PK. I respect you a little more.
He's like, Gary, don't do that. I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
JK, for the record. I'm just kidding.
Dang, girl.
Okay, I'll take the next tweet, kids. Shit. All right. So this one is from Say It Again. What in the actual F, Camille, to her face entirely supportive to LVP, but the interview, something entirely different. We have eyes and can see and ears and can hear, so this is a weird play. I can't believe I watched this episode. I didn't the previous. Won't the next. Hashtag R-H-O-B-H. All right, Camille. That's not surprising. Say it again. That's Camille for you.
Ooh.
Who is that?
Okay,
that's Teddy.
So this one is from Terry Henderson at TDH8076. Okay, this is your second season. There is no excuse for this look. Like, why?
Honestly, I
hashtag
think that was
R-H-O-B-H.
I honestly think that was like one of the prettiest times Teddy looked.
Yeah.
This like, look?
No, this look, yeah, it's just about the picture. I mean, I think she looked beautiful.
She's being held accountable.
You guys don't like the way she looks.
I liked her haircut in the episode.
I don't know. I
the
think
haircut
she's
was
cute.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Cute. I don't really love this confessional look.
I think the bangs are just too long.
It's a weird frozen image of her. I feel like if we saw a regular photo, like you see anyone like this, and it's not going to be great.
Yeah, it's like an caught off guard.
So hey. I'm not any. Yeah, hey, we can't talk about this.
Ooh, okay. This one's a good
ooh,
one.
Next one.
All right.
Yes.
This one is from Evan Ross Katz, Erica Rocking Moschino, SS19 for her Real Housewives of Beverly Hills confessionals. I already shouted this out. This look is fabulous.
So good.
I have to agree. This is on fire. This is my favorite look.
So
spring, summer 2019.
Yes.
I disagree.
Whoa, Cynthia just gave me the evil eye.
What happened?
I didn't like the look. And she like kills. Whoa.
Who?
This is like fashionista, like history.
You don't like it?
Like, no. History in the making.
You did not like it?
I think she looks a pretty mess.
Pretty much.
I don't
know. Okay, so at Liam Ryan says, call me biased, but it's so hard to pay attention with non-LVP scenes on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Seriously. We just said this.
Yep. I get it.
And we're only 14 episodes in, so this is going to be tough for all of our Lisa Vanderpump fans.
30
out there.
More, you guys.
Dios mío.
Yes, before we go further, let's get into our news and gossip section.
Oh my goodness. TV news. Okay, so it says, beware, Teddy Mellencamp's husband, Edwin Aroyovs, I hope I pronounced that correctly, company accused of fraud and scamming customers. So apparently his company is accused of, it's called Skyline Security and Smart Home Management, is a premier and largest distribution channel for Brinks Home Security. It's been told that a bunch of people on, I believe, like Yelp reviews have like just said all kinds of things in regards to him scamming them. And there is like Yelp review after Yelp review. The list goes on. You guys really need to check this out.
Huh, you can get those deleted too. I wonder.
Well, there's a ton. Do not open the door to these fraudulent people. Everyone who works for them is pretty bad. Yeah.
Oh, that
is bad. There's a lot of Yelp reviews here. So if you guys are into this, check it out.
Ooh.
It's pretty juicy. It is on All About the Tea.
Have to look into that. I just want to do a little shout out in the live chat. So Sarah Avenatis, I don't know if I'm saying your name right, I'm sorry, but you have been awesome and talking to us a lot. But I wanted to address some questions you had. You said, did Brandy get kicked off or did she leave? She left. She did not get kicked off. And also, you said you liked how Dorit looked tonight without makeup when she was at home with PK, and I agree.
I think she looks so good without makeup.
She can pull it off.
She's just naturally so beautiful. Pretty. She's just so beautiful. Mm-hmm. So any look she does. And then also Princess Frances, I wanted to address something that you said. You said any contract can be renegotiated. It's not law. If LVP misses the reunion, she'll be okay. Well, also, we don't know because it could be law. And you have no idea what she's in, how many years she's supposed to do.
I can kind of speak on that. I was actually on a reality television show, and you do have contracts, and you do have to show up.
No, but I mean, I'm saying she's been on for years, so they might
have different contractual agreements.
Totally.
I still think she's not going.
I think,
we can go into predictions with that.
Yeah, let's
we'll get into that in a minute.
I predicted.
On it.
Or not.
We're jumping the gun with the predictions. Well, actually, we'll just talk real quick about Camille real quick. This was a big pivotal ending to the episode. I think I wasn't expecting the very end. We'll get there. Camille was shopping. She hit up Lisa Vanderpump. She miraculously just happened to be shopping and had a minute to stop by Lisa Vanderpump's house to invite her formally to her wedding. And she got a big fat no.
Which Lisa Vanderpump will not be getting to.
But she took Teddy's advice, actually. Well, actually, no, she didn't. Teddy was like, you should call her, but actually she ended up going to her house.
What is up with everybody just wanting to drive to LVP's?
They just want to be seen there before she's
like,
off.
I know. She's like, thank you for letting me come up to the house.
Oh, my God.
But Camille's coat was fabulous.
Yes, I did love Camille's fabulous look and the Gucci pink backpack. I'm surprised you didn't have a commentary for that.
Oh,
I know.
Were those in season?
No, I have the black one.
She does have the black one.
I mean, I got it last year, so. No, I'm
kidding. In all fairness, they filmed this last year. I'm here to just defend Camille. Anyways.
I love the look, and I loved how it was pink with the blue.
What season it is. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I don't care.
So what did we think about this approach? This was Lisa's ending to the episode. She got to make another cameo. What would her reasoning? Do you guys agree with this reasoning?
Agree with her walking in?
Agree with her not saying that she's not going to the wedding because she doesn't want to get ganged up on. Basically.
I actually respect her for saying it to her face instead of being like,
I'll
maybe.
Let you know.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
We'll discuss later.
Right, no, she was like, sorry, no, I'm not doing it. So, I mean, if you're gonna say it to someone's face.
True that.
Because you should never go to a wedding when you're feeling uncomfortable, like, and you feel like you're gonna be ganged up. Why are you gonna go to that wedding? You're supposed to celebrate your friend. And I do respect her for saying that, but I wish she would have gone. to show her friendship to Camille.
Yeah, we found out that, yeah, she really didn't go.
Well, one question that, or one comment that Camille made on the episode was, you know, her relationship with Kyle. And Lisa was just like, I'm done. But I don't know if you guys picked this up in the confessionals when she did say, if Kyle apologizes. I still always feel like there's always room for them to get back.
Oh, Kyle and, Kyle and Lisa, it's just like, it's written in history.
It's going to happen.
Yeah,
it's
because she did mention that briefly. She was just saying along the lines of, if Kyle apologizes or something along that line. But that, to me, lets you know that even though as dramatic as that, you know, get out of my house, we're done, Kyle, this is reality TV. They've been friends for 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see them coming back as friends.
You too. I don't. I think she's going to...
You think they're done?
Yeah, I think they're done. I think she's not turning back, Lisa.
It was a sensitive subject for Lisa. Yeah. So it's like poking the bear. And I think just Kyle, even though she's a close friend, she just poked the bear a little bit too much. And it just got a little bit too much.
So you don't think that there is opportunity for repair?
Oh, I think there's totally going to be repaired. But I think just in that moment, it was very emotional for everyone. So then next year it'll be like, oh.
Let me just drop this conspiracy. What if Lisa did this just because she didn't want to film? Her brother died.
Right.
She was going through a
lot. Hey, that's a really good
And I've been
theory.
Thinking about this all season long. I mean, this isn't the season that I would love to do anyways. If I was doing this for 9 seasons, if I could find a way to not film and still be part of it in some capacity, I might have done what Lisa did. I don't know.
I love that conspiracy.
I think it's a really, really good theory.
But, you know, I still feel bad for what Lisa's going through, which I think that will shine during the reunion if she decides to show up.
So what happened if, like, her and Kyle, what if, like, Kyle goes over to her house again and then, like, they fight in the living room? Is she going to redo her living room?
You guys don't think she's repairing it with Teddy?
I don't think she cares.
Teddy at all. Yeah, I was going to say the exact same thing. I don't think she cares.
She doesn't care about Teddy
I don't feel that she's going to repair it with Kyle, but I think that she shouldn't be mad at her and fix that. But eventually she needs to talk to Teddy.
Yes.
That's the real puppy gate. And Doree.
But Kyle put herself in that position herself.
She was pressured into doing it.
Yeah, but ultimately it was her decision and she drove over there.
Very true.
Conspiracy. Maybe she told her to come over so that she'd have an out. Not on the show. She's like, Kyle. And then after we can go have drinks and we can hang out. Right? Yeah. And
like, we're going to need a separate after show just for conspiracy.
Exactly. Yes. As you guys can tell, we love The Real Housewives so much. The biggest plot twist for me tonight was that 24 hours later where Lisa decides to go and have a lie detector test with John Sessa. That came out of left field. And that shocked. I'm shook.
And she was saying she was so nervous. And I was looking at Jen and I was like, why is she nervous if she has nothing to hide? Like, there's... there should be no nerves, honey.
Well, with them asking the Radar Online question, we know that no question's off limit. So it's going to be interesting how they bring that back into next week's episode. Because how do you start or end an episode like that and start it? We're going to have to see next week.
Right.
Yeah, so now I think it's officially time to get into some predictions, which we have a lot. And conspiracies
as
well.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
My predictions as far as the reunion, I'm just going to predict that Lisa is going to go. I think that at the end of the day, this is her baby. This is her show. This is part of her brand. And I think not showing up is letting down millions of viewers. So her not being able to shed her story at the reunion, I don't think is in her character. But that's my prediction. Let's just start with the Lisa predictions first and then go on.
Okay. With Lisa, I think she's going to show up looking like extra fab. The most fab. Maybe even her face redone. Like, I just feel like she's just going to come in and just be like, you know, hanging out, like drinking her Vanderpump Rosé and just listen to everyone above it all.
I think she's going to show up like towards the end. I think they're gonna, I think it's going to like go as like she's not showing up. And then she's going to show up at the end. And it's going to be like,
I like that.
I can see that.
Throwing the hammer down.
I like that.
I think she's not going to show up because she's going to be remodeling one of her restaurants.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
And she's not going to be able to show up. And I know if I'm wrong, I'm going to get heat later, but that is what my prediction is.
By not showing up, do you think that they're going to pull like a Brandy video where it's going to be like, hello, everybody? And she's going to be
I'm
like,
so sorry.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny.
You think she would do
something
like that?
That's so funny.
she would be like at in her Vegas restaurant, be like, "Hey guys, I can't be there tonight, but I'm really excited."
It's like, "I can't accept my award tonight, but over here come from Vegas. Hey guys, thank you so much.
Yes, stop by."
But she looks really great with like I don't know, something over pink. Her. Like, right? Yeah,
I'm
her
excited. Dog.
Yeah, yeah, she did cute.
I'm ready for the reunion already.
Yes. Yes. And for our predictions for next week, we see that they make it to Hawaii, which is exciting. I think we need a scenery change. I think we need to get out of Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. The husbands come. Mm-hmm. We know that PK's not coming. We know that Denise isn't coming, and Erica's not there either. So this is all going to be really Kyle, Mauricio, Dorit-centric, Camille-centric.
I have my prediction.
My prediction for next week is that maybe Mauricio had way too many tequilas because they were focusing it on he was a little off. So I'm assuming that might have happened. I'm not sure, but that's my prediction, is that he got a little too wasted.
I like that prediction, and I want to go off of that. And hopefully there's even some, like, drama with the guys. We'll see. You know what I mean? Yes. Because it's been quiet in PK's world just, you know, for a minute. So I bet you something's going to happen.
I wish you would come. It's such a big deal.
I know.
It's a wedding.
And also, I think that there's going to be more fights and everything's going to be, like, twisted. We just know nothing yet because we have so much more going on. Like, I just looked at how many more episodes we have and there's going to be a lot more.
Yeah, and we still go out of the country, too. There's a lot to come this season.
Yeah.
I predict there's going to be some drama with the guys about Mauricio throwing them back. I think there might be some talk about the PK comment to Kyle. You never know. I wish PK was kind of going, though.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, I think there's going to be drama with the guys.
I think they're going to have a great time. And I feel like Brandy is going to surprise everyone and have her bags packed and literally surprise.
Please.
That's what I think. My prediction.
Okay.
Have her there.
With Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, you never know. We are so glad that you guys joined us tonight. We can talk about this all night long. Make sure to follow us on our social media accounts. Before we go, Cynthia, where can we find you online?
So I'm Cynthia Nicole. You can find me on Instagram at CynthiaNicole5.
I'm Amanda Terry. You can find me on Twitter at @makeup_Mandy with an I. And on Instagram, you can find me at @makeup_Mandy with an I.
Hey, guys, I'm Jennifer Leone. And you can find me at Jennifer Leone TV.
And I'm Thomas Erlina. Follow me everywhere at Thomas Erlina. And follow my show, Two Besties Together. As you know, we're releasing a song this month. So stay tuned. Thank you, guys. Stay tuned for all of the updates on Two Besties Together. We will see you back here at AfterBuzz TV next Tuesday. Bye, guys.
See you next week, guys. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.